and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, a day 213. Mike's just about to join us, I do believe. Finishing a webinar. So, how is everybody? Jonathan has got new toys. I got new toys today as well, Jonathan. Not due till Friday. Arrived today. Can't say fairer than that, can you? And I believe there is a video of Jonathan's new toys, which I need to see. Right, what's going on here? Kim can hear the old show. Yes, but I'm here now. Tell me you can hear me now. Simon's broken something. Oh dear. And he loses his place. Oh, watching the Supreme Court. Oh no. Is that still going on? How long does it usually take? Let me know that. See, he's back in now. I knew he was on his way.
Oh, it's raining.
Surprise, surprise. It didn't rain when you took her out, though, so that's fine.
Yes.
So how was your webinar?
Fine.
Jolly good.
The guy who was facilitating is in Seattle.
Oh!
I was going to say, oh, do you know Kim? She's a dentist.
Mike, it's not a village. It's a big place.
Yeah.
That's like saying I know somebody in France. Oh, right. What's going on?
Yeah. But if somebody said, do you know Elaine? Then the people would say yes.
Well, they might actually. That's yes. True. Are they thinking of locking down the UK? Kim? Oh, where do we start, Jonathan? Yes, they are thinking of locking down the UK. But how did we get there? Did I see Mrs. Simon? Hello, Mrs. Simon. So let's make sure I've got everybody. I've got Simon and I've got Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Have I got everybody? I think I've got everybody. Right. The situation is Boris does not want to lock down the entire country. This is because Boris has got problems with Boris's backbenchers. These are Tory MPs from his own party who are concerned about money and very little else. So they want the economy to carry on so they can make lots of money. Anybody in the UK, stop me if I'm wrong here. So he decided on a local lockdown situation, which was the Tier 1, 2 and 3. Liverpool is the only place in Tier 3. The Liverpudlians, not happy about that. Put the link into that party they had last night. It was something that went on, what do you call that thing? Was it Instagram?
I have no idea, I didn't see it.
The one where you get a little bit of a video and then there's like a splash across it and it said, herd immunity, here we come.
Snapchat.
Is it Snapchat? I don't know. One of these things, anyway. So they're making, I would say the best of it, but the worst of it, actually. While they party the night away. The rest of us who were in a local lockdown are now on tier two. But late last night, handily, just in time for the evening news, the leader of the opposition, who had until that point been supporting the government, suddenly decided not to support the government anymore, and he requested a circuit break of 2 to 3 weeks. But the problem with a circuit break is, then where do you go? You know, what do you do at the end of it? Because there's a danger, circuit break party, you know, the independence party, like we had on Independence Day, and it all starts again. So I think we need something a little bit better than that. But at the moment, Boris is under a lot of pressure to do something. Wales, who are approximately about, 42 miles from us? 45, Wales is probably, it's certainly not 50 miles away from us, so it's quite close. They've closed the borders to anybody from a tier 2 or tier 3 location, and they actually have police at the border checking where you're from and where you're going and what for. So if you are saying I'm going on a holiday, no you're not, you turned right round and you're sent back. If you're going there for work or to support a family, they will let you through. But holidays are out of the question. Whether they are booked or not, you are straight out of luck. What else is going on? Scottish Government, I think they have made things a little bit stricter. and Northern Ireland have gone into lockdown. So, yes, that's the news from here today. Where are we? Confused. Manchester, who was a tier two, if you remember, and is it the northeast, have been subject to a meeting to which I don't believe they were actually invited, called Gold Command. This sounds like a James Bond film, this. I'm loving it.
I saw that.
Gold Command had a meeting about us today. Not with us, about us. And the upshot of that was Boris wants Manchester and the North East to go into a Tier 3 lockdown. However, the Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, still saying not unless he gets more money from them. So I think that's where we're up to. However, I've just said to Mike, I swear we will be in a level 3 lockdown by Friday night, irrespective of what money's coming Andy Burnham's way. So that's a quick overview of where we're up to. Right. So in answer to Kim's question, that's where we are. Confused. What new toys did I get? Well, you know I ordered a hard drive and a twin for the hard drive, which was due to arrive on Friday. They both arrived today. Although Mike was somewhat confused and said these can't be hard drives, they're too small.
Oh, it is, because I got the notification email.
They're SSDs. They're tiny.
They're decoding.
And they're decoding downstairs. Right, let's have a look. Just get it over with. What's this? Get what over with? Oh, no. Get what over with? Didn't see the first bit of that. Simon's got audio via Mrs. Simon. Simon breaks his audio a lot. Have you noticed
that? He does.
Yes, I noticed that as well.
Yeah.
Keir Starmer wants us to follow the science. Do you know, when you put in BJ, oh, Simon, I had other ideas. Never mind.
That's rude.
I know. He doesn't generally want to put into practice what they say. Exactly. And Dominic Cummings in all the meetings. Dominic Cummings can't be excluded, can he? He can't actually be voted out because he was never voted in. He's just like a spectre that hangs there. But he is... It's total politics now over here. At least in March, when it was like we're in lockdown and we're all in this together and we're, you know, it's across the board. It doesn't matter where you are. These are the rules. We did at least have some consensus for about 2 weeks and it was blissful. And now it's all political arguing. I mean, Andy Burnham at the moment, OK, he's getting kudos for fighting the government. But just a minute. Have you seen the figures? Shouldn't we go into a lockdown locally? And I would say the government's thing is that we don't overwhelm the hospitals, which is fine. I'm more concerned about people actually dying, which will happen if we don't go into a lockdown. So I don't know. We'll see how all of that goes. When you disappeared last night, Jonathan, we were doing checks on your postcode. Not for any nefarious purposes, just to see if you, because you're nearer the centre than we are, did you have 5G coverage from O2? And the answer was, just in case you're interested, no. So these 5G phones are like, I'm not sure where there is a 5G mast, from whence you can get a 5G signal.
They've all been burnt down anyway.
Well, the Merseyside ones, not much chance, they've been burnt down. Jane couldn't get it where she is. We don't get it here. You don't get it where you are. Although I still had your old address in my contacts. That's bad news, isn't it? Couldn't get it there either, so don't worry about moving back. We checked, I think it was Birmingham, all the big cities, and we couldn't find anywhere that actually had it. So if you do know where that is, do let us know. Right, so have you put the thing up that you wanted to share, Mike?
No. I've put that party thing up.
Like the thing that Jonathan says, don't even talk to me about them in Liverpool.
You're talking about the other thing that I mentioned earlier?
Yeah, put that one in if you like. Right. I've got a classic. So I'm waiting until you're all sat down, because if you don't sit down, you're going to fall down. What happened was, you know, I've banned myself from the news, which is good news all round, if you'll pardon the pun. So there I am with the pandas on YouTube, quite happily. When the TV app on my Mac said to me, there's an update available. Now, there is a long and sordid history with this TV app. It was 32-bit and it worked perfectly. I could carry on using it on Mojave as 32-bit, but they brought out a 64-bit version. and it was on offer if you bought it at, you know, within 2 weeks of it arriving. So that's exactly what I did. I installed it and I was like horrified. Half the features were missing. They said it was like an early release. They weren't kidding. Anyway, months and months go by. This must have been going on for almost a year. This update comes out. I looked at what's in it and it says a better editing experience. I thought, thank the Lord for that. So I installed it. It is a better editing experience. It's more similar to the one in the older version, but that meant I had to open the app. So I opened the app and I had the subtitles on it and I had the sound on it. So it's blethering away in the background and I'm ignoring it. Pandas on the other screen. When I could have sworn she said something, and I thought I must have misheard that. It was one of those things that I thought she'd said, and I thought, hang on a minute, I have got to have misheard that. But apparently not. So I wound it back, at which point I found that this new improved app has no forward or backward buttons. Don't go there. But I did manage to wind it back anyway, at which point I played back what she said, and just for good measure, I wound it back a third time and listened again and thought, yeah, she did actually say what I thought she said. So I then had to hair off to find a written piece so I could share it with you, because sometimes words are just not sufficient for this. It's Birmingham, which is about 80 miles south of us, and they are giving out, you know, when they actually dole out to people coronavirus tests. They are handed out to them and then they do the tests and then they put them in the envelope and then they send them off and then they get the results back. It's that. Right. I'll put the link in. And the short version is these testing kits that they've sent out have already been used. Just think about that. Can you imagine? I mean, some people wouldn't necessarily understand that they'd already been used. And they could infect themselves from the kit. But there's also people who maybe have educational learning problems and can't read and just use them as they think fit. There's blind people who would not take a look at it and think, oh, that one's been used. That is criminal. There is no other words for that. It's criminal. Right, let me catch up with all of this. Hello, Neil. Oh, what Simon ordered. I definitely need to see one of these. Has there been anything else interesting on the Prime front? I must admit, no, not really. Not from what I've seen, not for me. Although I am still tempted by that hard drive. There's a hard drive. It's not fast, but it's big for backups, and I'm still tempted by it. Ooh, look at the size of that TV. Oh, it's a monitor, an ultra-wide monitor. That's not a bad price, is it? That's not a bad price. Would never do me for sharing my screen. But can't wait to see the pickies. Does Mrs. Simon know about this? Or is it a case of she knows now? Oh, right, where am I going here? Can't wait to see the unboxing. Could you imagine what they'd do with that if they delivered it here for me? As they threw it over the back garden fence. Like they did with the last one. Oh, that's fantastic, Mrs. Simon. Do it, do it, do it. Maybe she thinks she's going to get one as well. Neil ordered some shoes and a copy of Harry Potter Order of the Phoenix. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Didn't you order shoes a couple of days ago?
I did. I put them on last night.
I like to see that Mummy Isaacs has a finger on the pulse. Does that mean he had a motorbike at some point?
That's why I fell for the leader of the pack.
Oh, dear, 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 dear me. Loving it. £280 yesterday. Wow. That is a good deal, then. That is a good deal. If I wasn't doing videos, I'd probably go for something like that.
Mrs. ST's only listening, not reading the chat. She heard a name mentioned.
Permission was granted. That's all that matters. Permission was granted.
I didn't give you permission for the hard drive.
You were asleep. Would you have wanted me to wake you up?
No.
Good.
Actually, I gave you implicit permission because I cleared the credit card.
The laugh of it is when I buy something from Amazon, it goes on my credit card.
Well, this one didn't.
No, the other one didn't because that was on yours.
Oh,
it depends. Well, you see, I buy twins. I buy twins, so you need... I need two credit cards cleared, really. That is a good deal. Can't wait to see some pickies. You could see us in a motorbike and sidecar, and the Freddy outfit would work well. Do you know, we've got some friends who turned up, and you know, this couple are like late 50s. Quite trendy, though, aren't they? And they turned up for one of our breakfast clubs on a motorbike that I didn't know he had, with her riding pillion at the back.
Oh, I knew he had a motorbike.
That's why he understands the idiot across the road, isn't it? We've acquired another idiot. Simon will be so thrilled. You can get it on your murder board. Yes, the one who lives next door to the one who can't stop washing cars, and we said had bought a new car, is now out. Every time he uses it, he comes out and then cleans it. And we're sat there watching, thinking, another freak. It's a car. It gets you from A to B, and that's
or
it.
Not as the case may be.
Or not as the case may be. We'll see how that goes. He came home with one a few weeks after Mum told him she was pregnant with me. He had it for 1 month before he was told to sell it. It must have been your imminent arrival, Jonathan. Wasn't he old enough at that stage to do the right thing by by Mummy Isaacs? And are you the eldest, or was this in the middle of a range of children? I'm surprised he was allowed to have it for a month. She must have been slipping at that stage. She's not going to make the same mistake again. Oh dear, oh dear. Is Bad Boy Songs the theme for this week? Oh, that would be a good one, Bad Boys. I'm like it. Oh, Bad Girls. No, that's not the theme for this week, is it, Mike?
It's not.
Are you going to reveal the theme for this week?
I am. I'll reveal it now, seeing as I'm going to send it to WhatsApp when we've finished.
Okay.
It is calendars and dates.
Ooh. And didn't you have an example? Wasn't it something 63?
I've got lots of examples.
In November 63 or something like that.
Yeah, I'll have to go to the spreadsheet. Because I've stuck it in there.
Oh, so what have I ordered? I've not ordered much. Have I ordered it? No. If this is the hard drive, no. And if it's the monitor, no. The monitor wouldn't work, not for me. It would work on a secondary Mac, but
it's
not...
Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. and December 1963.
That's the one
night.
I'm thinking of. December 63, what a night.
Yeah. I'll put that in the WhatsApp message.
Yeah, give them an idea.
They're quite capable of coming up with tenuous links themselves.
Oh, Kim, I'm loving that. He's getting the COVID off his car.
Who, Johnny?
No, the guy opposite.
Oh, the guy across the road, yeah.
If you didn't go out, you wouldn't need to do that. Just saying. Oh, idiot, idiot, idiot. Ah, you are the eldest of the three. That's why, Jonathan. He obviously had a bit of a wobble with the idea of becoming a dad. So it was clearly like the last stand. But I too am amazed. It took a month to win the argument. I am. I do think she must have got better over the years. Oh, come on, Jonathan. Calendars and dates. Prince, 1999. There must be other things. Monday. Blue Monday. What else is there?
We got Monday in there.
Ah, we should have, because I'm sure I would have said it.
I don't like Mondays. Yes, we have. Who sang it?
Who sang Monday?
Yeah.
No idea. I'll leave you to find that out.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Almost gave up motorcycling after giving life to Mrs. Simon's mum, who clung to me like a limpet. It was alarming. I almost went for counselling. Poor woman must have been petrified, Simon. Oh, now there's a good one, Neil. You too, October. And don't forget, you too, 4th of July. I also thought of one for you too and then realised it was Brooklyn's 196. You know, Catholic radio station. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
I'll put that one in.
Oh, Summer of 69. Brilliant, Jonathan. Brilliant.
Why didn't I think of that?
I have no idea, Mike. Manic Monday, there's a good one. Boomtown Rats.
Just another Manic Monday.
And Happy Days. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You could do the theme for Happy Days, couldn't we?
Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days.
You see, you've got him singing now. What can I say? Another day. So there's loads of days and months and weeks. And
I've got one.
Go on. I'll regret this.
The theme from Tis Was. Saturday, Saturday, Saturday is Tis Was Day.
Can I be the Phantom Flanflinger?
If you like. Saturday's Tis Was, never a day to miss, cos...
Oh, good night, Jonathan. See you tomorrow. What day is it? No, it's Wednesday. It's not two-show Friday, then, because it's Thursday. Somebody slightly confused. That'll be me. Oh, dear. So did anybody find anything else that looked exciting on Amazon? There seemed to be very little as far as I was concerned.
Sunny chocolate.
I don't think the chocolates are on cheap, are they?
I don't think
they're part of any offers that are on.
Amazon.
It's weird stuff that we've got, like satin pillowcases. Good for hair and skin. I mean, they're pillowcases.
Well, Toblerone's come down to £35.
Oh, the big one?
The 10 pack.
Oh, it's still £5 more than it was, though.
Oh, they do dark Toblerone now.
I did not know that.
Me neither.
This might
crispy
be something.
Crispy coconut.
That's him gone.
That's
did you notice the change in tone of his voice there?
That's a tenner. Forget that. I'm not paying a tenner.
For one? You're not paying £10 for one?
No.
Ooh, Paul's got the Samsung T5 Plus case. Excellent.
£12 for the new Orange Twist one. Where do they get off with these prices?
Well, people will pay them because they're desperate. We're going into lockdown again.
Crunchy almond. Why didn't I know there were so many flavours of Toblerone?
He's now going to be checking what Tesco's have got, lest Wendy can get it to him by Saturday night.
No, it's all right.
CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, Mrs. Simon, there's a story with that. Mrs. Simon brought several hundred environmentally friendly dog poo bags in a pleasant shade of green, but not exciting. That can be very exciting. The last time we ordered poo bags, there was a total calamity. They were black and they were Amazon Basics, but we got them because they came with a little container that you put on the lid and they fitted another container we already had. So I put in the order. It was a special offer deal and I think it was next day delivery. So there I am waiting for them and they went missing. So I thought, and they didn't arrive the next day. So I thought, oh, these are missing in action. So it's like, well, do I order any more? Because there was about 900 bags in there. I thought I don't need nearly 2,000 poo bags. Although last week.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That might have come in handy. So I had to think about it. And as I was thinking, do I place another order? They actually turned up. So you could have some fun and games with poo bags. Oh, Deb, going to the dentist. Oh, no. Fingers crossed for you. Kim's on though. So Kim can assure you it'll all be all right. And Kim knows. Tooth and gum hurting in the back. Oh, no. I hope it's not... What's that thing I had? The abscess. Oh, abscesses are agony. I always use Plantago, which looks revolting. It tastes revolting, but it actually saved a tooth of mine and a tooth of a friend of mine. So I had this tooth at the back on the left, which was touch and go whether we would take it out or not. And he said, if it keeps giving you problems, then we'll take it out. And I'm like, yeah, but I want that tooth. I want a tooth at the back to eat with. And it was, well, we could go for an implant there, but we probably wouldn't. So I thought, well, leave me with it then. And it had got to the stage where if I took a sip of water, it was agonising. So I took this Plantago for, I think it was 6 to 8 weeks. Absolutely fine now. Even when she's using, the hygienist is using the high pressure water thing, which is freezing. Did you warm that up? It's absolutely fine. So fingers crossed for you. Fingers crossed. Mrs. Simon's mum's a shocker. She insisted on buying nappy sacks for a while as they were cheaper. Then she brought purple see-through ones. Why would you do see-through poo bags, even nappy bags? My mum used to get nappy bags for Maya. Do you remember the pale green ones and the pale orange ones? Thing was, they were like scented and they smelt quite nice, but they're not really practical for when you're out. You'd have to like grab a handful and put them at the bottom of the bag. Whereas the ones on the roll, technically speaking, you should be able to get one off the roll. And you never do you, Mike?
Don't I?
Well, you're always saying it's coming apart.
No.
We'll see how that goes. I read that, Neil. Humans have evolved to stop growing wisdom teeth. Can you tell that from a baby, though? I would have thought wisdom teeth come later, don't they? So are they kind of nested somewhere as a seed and they grow over time? Can you tell that from a baby? Kim will know this. Fun and games with poo bags. Bad work. Oh, dear. Oh, how was the party, Deb? She loved her planet. They're gorgeous. You have the most amazing stuff over there. We could probably get that imported, but it would probably take forever. But every time you send me a link to that site, they're gorgeous. I am so tempted. No, I must leave it alone. Hot or cold hurts. Lymph nodes in neck, swollen on the left. That does sound infectionist, doesn't it? I hope they can sort you out. What we find here with dentists is dentists will give you antibiotics for an infection way, way easier than a doctor will. The doctor's like, you know, just grin and bear through it. It'll be fine. Because they have been accused and are guilty of doling out antibiotics in the 70s and 80s and 90s like sweets. So now they're very, very stringent with them. But I actually went to the dentist and I said, I've got some sort of ear infection. And I'd had an ear infection years and years ago. This was probably before Maya, so late 90s. I'd got this ear infection and I thought, you know, need to see the doctor. Doctor did not want to know about the ear infection and it was bad. It was really bad. Luckily, as luck would have it, you know, look on the bright side, my mum set the kitchen on fire. Now, you're wondering what that's got to do with earache, haven't you? Well, she had to have the fire brigade out, which meant that we were admitted to hospital, which meant, in terms of smoke inhalation, I was absolutely fine. But my ear was shocking. And when they looked at it in accident and emergency, they were like, didn't you go to a doctor with this? And I said, didn't want to know. Wouldn't treat it. And they were shocked. It was that bad. They put me on triple strength antibiotics straight away. And luckily it was fine. But yeah, when I went to my dentist and I said, I don't think it's toothache, I think it's an ear infection. And he had a look around and said, yeah, it's an ear infection. So I said, oh, fantastic. You know, cause he said, you'll need antibiotics. So I said, oh, fantastic. So you expect me to go to my doctor because I've got no chance of getting antibiotics out of my doctor. He said, that's fine. I'll give them to you. Love my dentist. He's fantastic. So that saved a trip, didn't it? The last time I needed antibiotics, I actually ordered them from a doctor on Harley Street in London and got it faxed through. Yeah, it's got straight to the front of the queue with that one. It was as if the Queen had bestowed them upon me. But I got what I needed. Dad's got no wisdom teeth, never had them. You're evolved. There you go. You're cutting edge. You can't tell with baby's wisdom teeth. They are tooth buds until it's much. That's what I thought when they said they tested babies and that they don't have wisdom teeth. And I thought, but the babies aren't big enough to have wisdom teeth, surely. Maybe we'll find out in 20 years. But surely some people have them and some don't. Oh, so the Simon's former dentist had a poster of George Clooney on the roof right above where you leaned back. It was horrific. Like some sort of George Clooney interrogation. Are you sure it was George Clooney, Simon? Could it not have been? Ooh, Craig.
Craig.
I bet there's a Craig there now. Oh, my. Deb gets gas for a cleaning. Usually have 3 perio checks a year, except this year. I usually go for hygienist appointments 4 times a year and see the dentist twice. So because that's more than normal, I think I pay for 2 of them, and 4 of them are included in my insurance. No, it wasn't follicles. Follicles Federici. I'm loving that one. You're not a fan of George. He's all right, he's George. He's okay. But it's a bit too much. We don't have anything above our heads in the ceiling department. He does have a huge TV opposite where you sit, but that's so he can show you x-rays and stuff. He's got like some sort of, Kim will understand this, some sort of weirdy camera that he can put in your mouth while you sat there, and then you can see it on the screen. He can also put up x-rays on there. And he does a kind of PowerPoint thing. And when I was there, it was PowerPoint. I've moved him on since then. He's now using Affinity Photo. But it can do like a before and an after. So we see all of that on the screen. But when you're actually laid back, you're just laid back. You've got your glasses on, which they never used to do, did they? Like plastic glasses. So the plastic glasses are on. And I just close my eyes and let them get on with it. However long it takes. I think the longest I was in the chair was about 2 hours 40. But that was for the actual implants. He needed a break. I didn't. I just stayed there. Because he was saying, like, he wanted to give me a sedative of some description. And I'm like, no way. No way. I'd be worse with a sedative than without. And I think he was a bit dubious. But I said, look, I will lie here still and you will do your bit. Is that all that we need to do? He said, yes. I said, fine. And when he'd finished, he said, you never moved a muscle. He said, I have never had a patient that has just literally just not moved like that for that long. And I did not find that difficult. It's trust. When you trust them, I can do that. It's when they're off on a frolic of their own that I can't trust them, that I'm not prepared to sit there. I then get twitchy. Twitchy. Right, what's Kim got here? Ooh, tooth buds. It would be great if you could grow missing teeth. That would be amazing. We should evolve to do that, in my opinion. So what did you all think of the Birmingham test that had been used once? Oh, yeah, you can see them, can't you? Like under the gum line. Tooth buds. That is amazing. I mean, look at the other teeth. There was one I saw ages ago. And it was somebody who'd had like 250 odd teeth. And they were dotted about inside the jaw and they needed to be removed. Never seen anything like it. I think it was a young Indian girl. That's fascinating. Actually seeing them like that. When I look at my x-rays, there's very few fillings on there, isn't there? Mine's got like the white bits, quite a bit of them. But yeah, little baby teeth in the gums. Liking that. 6 or 7. Not moving in muscles, exactly the same response as sheer terror. Simon, if you'd seen the drill, because you think of a drill at a dentist, I mean, normally it's the sound, isn't it? But they're not actually that big. They're kind of like in the hand, so a little bit like a scanning pen. They're not that much bigger than a scanning pen. I made the mistake of opening my eyes and looking round, and there was this Black and Decker sized drill with a huge drill bit, and I thought, you did not need to see that. Close your eyes again and just lie there. Was petrified. I was really calm. Now, the first time I went in, oh yeah, I was petrified to the point of being bombastic. So if he'd have come anywhere near me, he would have been a goner. So the first time I went in, but he was great. He was really good. He was the implantologist. I only met the actual dentist that I work with more than the implantologist on the way out. And I'd booked the first appointment they had available, which it was around the 23rd of April, I think, at that point. And the first appointment he had available was my birthday, the 19th of May. I thought, good grief, this guy's busy. Anyway, he made a point of coming out and saying hello before I left, which it's a small thing, but it makes a difference that you're not for a month thinking, what's this guy going to be like when I get there? He'd actually made taking the trouble to come out, say hello, all the rest of it. So, yeah, I was fine. You've never bitten anyone? No, I've never got round to biting anybody. No, I daren't do that.
Lola bit me.
Hmm?
Lola bit me.
Yes, but she didn't mean it, did she?
No.
Oh, Neil's got to go off to work. Bye, Neil.
Right.
I'm not fond of having my teeth cleaned, I'll grant you, Deb. I don't trust the hygienist as much as I trust the dentist. I think that's a throwback to a really, really bad dentist that I had. And she was the only female dentist I'd ever had. So I think in my mind, I'm just, it takes me back to that moment. And she was an absolute idiot. She was a dentist rather than a hygienist, but she had a neck brace on and she couldn't see. And she was speaking as if she didn't have a young, impressionable, petrified child in front of her. So she was saying things like, well, if I can't see and I make a mistake, then we'll send her to the hospital. And I was wide awake. She was horrific. So I think, you know, this hygienist, I go in and it's a woman and she's all dressed up and she looks exactly like the other one. And I think I freeze before I even get through the door. So I do my best.
I'm going to post that link.
Which link?
The one I told you about.
Oh, go on.
The one about that woman from Sale.
Now, this was the Apple store, wasn't it?
This was the Apple store in Trafford Centre, our favourite place.
He's sarcastic there.
Yes.
You are sarcastic, aren't you?
Very
sarcastic. Team Trafford.
She was wearing a mask exemption sticker provided by the shopping centre and was carrying a mobility cane with her. And she tried to enter the store for her booked appointment. She needed to get her iPhone fixed. And she explained she was exempt from government rules, but the claims she was told by staff that it didn't matter due to the Apple store being private land.
It's not private land, it belongs to the shopping centre. Yeah. Who'd given her the exemption certificate?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
There's just one problem with that story. You know, not willing to pick holes in it. And have you noticed that photograph that's been taken was outside Swarovski, yeah, which is about 100 yards away?
Yeah.
When you read down through the story, she says she went to the Apple store in the Trafford Centre. She wanted some tech support for the phone. Not working, blah, blah, blah. Told to use a scanner system outside to book an appointment, but I couldn't do that, so my carer had to do it for me and book it with her phone. They were unhelpful from the start, blah, blah, blah. She returned an hour later for the appointment, and she needed to wear a visor. I told them I was exempt. I don't wear visor masks because it makes my eyesight worse. And I had the sticker on to say I was exempt. Fair enough. They then said it didn't matter, so she asked to speak to the manager. Fair enough. He came out and said the same thing. So this woman, who's blind, this is the point I'm presuming, said to him, I asked him to show me the policy. 10 minutes later, he came out and handed me a document, which was a question and answer sheet about wearing masks. Well, how would she be able to see that?
Well, that's what people are saying in the comments. If you're blind, how do you know that, to quote you? 10 minutes later, he came out and handed me a document, which was just a Q&A sheet about wearing masks, and I told them I was exempt and that I don't wear visor masks because it makes my eyesight worse. Worse than what?
Mm.
And how do you get to the Apple store without your carer? And if she wasn't absent, why couldn't she go into the store? And why does blindness prevent you from wearing a face covering? And instead of a feature-rich £1,000 phone that will be wasted on someone who's visually impaired and arguably couldn't use many of the features, why not just buy a simpler phone with big buttons, easy to see? Either you have a sight problem or you don't. Finally, do you think blind people can't carry or catch the virus and pass it on to others? None of this makes sense.
I agree with you in terms of just because you're blind, what's that got to do with wearing a face mask? It's not about you, it's about everybody else. So that I understand. The visor bit, clearly she's got some peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And it would make that worse.
Yeah.
But it makes my vision worse and your vision worse if you're wearing that, but we haven't got exemption certificates.
No.
I'm assuming the person who was with her, her carer, read the thing to her. But the bit in the comments about why doesn't she get a cheap phone? She can't use the features anyway. That's unfair. Because the iPhone has amazing accessibility features, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what people are saying in the chat.
If you have no experience of somebody needing them, you might not know just how good they are. But the phone will talk to you and tell you where to tap and stuff like that. It does have the most amazing accessibility features. But I don't think their rules should be different than the mal that the thing is in. Because then it just gets confusing.
Mm.
Even if we went into a total lockdown again, they'd be allowed to open anyway. So this wouldn't even be started, would it? There's going to be no solution to this until it's all dealt with. And I have no idea how long that's going to be. Let's have a look in here. Kim loves getting her teeth cleaned. It's like going to the spa. No, I'm not a great fan.
Isn't that like a busman's holiday?
Yeah, but you see, Kim knows what's going on. There's a trust issue, isn't there? With me, I had the most amazing hygienist and I loved the girl. And she emigrated to Australia and I was bereft. So the patient coordinator who's there had a look and said, well, I'll put you with this new one. I think, you know, she does it as a best fit kind of thing. But this new one cannot grasp, and I must have been there now. Gosh, the other one must have emigrated at least 2.5 years ago. So I've been in to see this girl every quarter. So every 3 months. She cannot grasp that it's Elaine. That the name is Elaine. I mean, I'm on first name terms with both the implantologist and the dentist. It's Elaine. I'm Elaine. He's Craig. It's as simple as that. She cannot grasp this. So instead of Elaine, she will say, well, if she was being correct, Miss Giles. She calls me Mrs. Giles, which pushes all my buttons. One, I am not married, so do not call me Mrs. And even if I was, it wouldn't be Giles, would it? But the thing for me is it reminds me of my mother, who was also, I mean, she was worse with a dentist than I ever was. She was absolutely petrified. She had to be carried through the door. She was not just scared of dentists. She was odontophobic, big style. So every time she says, you know, I'm in a dentist and she says, Mrs. Giles, it sets me off. If I have said once, it's Elaine, call me Elaine. Every single time. And to me, if you can't get that right, we're off on the wrong foot to start with. Oh, I'd love it if you clean my right, Kim, this is what'll happen. We'll ship you in every quarter. You'd call me Elaine, wouldn't you? Because that just calms me down before we get going. I just think that is so basic. It really is.
Kim would have pandas.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially everyone. For you.
And stickers. I've always wanted a sticker to say I was brave at the dentist. By the time I was actually brave at the dentist, I was like
53.
I was 48. And they wouldn't give me a sticker. I wanted a sticker.
Do they have stickers in the States, Kim? I was brave at the dentist.
Oh, they must do. Oh, they're so cool. But as a kid, you know, I was petrified and I was not brave at the dentist. But once I was brave, I wanted a sticker and I didn't get one. Not happy. You still don't understand why she can't wear a mask. I totally agree. She could wear a mask. Doesn't need the visor, but there you go. They should put it on your chart to call you Elaine. That's a good point. Everything's computerised. But every single time I have to say, do call me Elaine. But she never seems to, like, clock it. And it, to me, like, if she can't remember to call me Elaine and she's looking at the notes, where's she getting the missus from? I have no clue. Now Kim's in demand, international dentist, like international rescue, and toys. You have toys! Oh, I've been shortchanged here. And considering what I paid for these teeth, definitely shortchanged. What sort of toys do they have? Oh! And a certificate to get ice cream! I'm
now
moving.
You're jealous, aren't you?
I'm moving, Mike. It's as simple as that. I always was allowed my own ice cream. Mum would always make sure that I had some vanilla ice cream. But no, we never had certificates for it and stuff. Oh no, this is so unfair. No wonder British kids are petrified of the dentist. You're dragged in, they don't know your name, and then you're kicked out at the end and that's it.
With no sticker, no toys, no ice cream.
Then you wonder why we don't go.
And no pandas.
Our little cheap toys. Yes, but they'd be like the Kinder toys. The Kinder toys inside the Kinder eggs.
McDonald's Happy Meal toys.
Yes, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it makes a child happy. They have happy memories of it. I did see Craig take one kid in. This kid was ever so young. Couldn't have been much more than like 2.5.
And delivering George Clooney.
No, we don't have that. I think they're just tormenting you, Simon. This little kid, about 2.5 to 3, was just crawling all over the equipment and stuff. And they were getting the child used to going in there. And this is the chair and that. And I remember, you know, we didn't have that. I remember being dragged in there, shoved in this chair. The dentist was petrifying. He looked like something out of a Hammer House of Horror film. And my abiding memory is when you looked opposite to where they had you sat, there was something that looked like a toaster that they put the equipment in. So it like boiled it up. So while you're sat there, they've got the equipment that they used on the last person boiling away. And I'm sure somebody at some point said, oh, that's where we put the heads to boil the heads. Well, can you imagine as a child? It's not funny. I was like 5 and I was petrified. Look, prizes, giveaways, patients. Oh, this is amazing.
Well, it encourages kids to go, doesn't it?
Is this why the British have a stiff upper lip? Yeah, because they moved when they were getting the injection, probably. British, we didn't have the best experience with dentists as children. Let's put it like that. I don't think anybody did. I think everyone was petrified. And I think actually some of the dentists quite liked petrifying people to death.
I don't think we should look at those chattering teeth. Well, we're okay. Your mother wouldn't have been.
Oh, my mother just couldn't look at teeth at all. Teeth models, anything to do with teeth. Just
great patient plush bears. There's one for Graham.
Graham would love a bear.
There's some cool stuff on here, Kim.
God, we have nothing like this. Look at the toothbrushy razors, they're
well,
cool.
Well, not that we know of, but then you're not 5, are you? You don't know what the kids get.
In my mind, I am. Look at that. Brush, floss, smile, pencils. And what's this? Happy tooth bubbles. Oh, good grief. And that game, tic-tac teeth. Genius. No, we never had anything like that. No. Now, the bear would be to my liking. But then, they are quite inexpensive for how much that would mean to the child. They are quite inexpensive, aren't they? I'm loving the tooth stool treasure chest. Oh, these are fantastic! Oh, they've even got fidget spinners. Now, fidget spinners would be quite good while you're in the chair, wouldn't they? And healthy sweet tooth pops. No, we didn't get anything like that. You were lucky if you got a sticker. But of course, to get a sticker, you had to be brave at the dentist. Oh, I'm liking the slinkies as well. Springs, tooth springs. No, nothing like that. It's all very perfunctory. Actually, I don't think my dentists take that many children. Because children would need an NHS dentist because their dentistry is free. And mine's a private dentist. They have one dentist who does all the NHS work, a lady. So I've never seen her. Oh, they're amazing, loving those. Autoclave. Mmm. Yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine telling a child of five that's where we put the heads? Yeah, and you wonder why I was less than keen on visiting. And of course, my mum would always come in everywhere with me. She'd take me to the dentist, but she wouldn't come in and actually sit with me. And it took me a long time to realise that she was absolutely petrified. And she'd had a terrible, terrible dentist when she was about 13, I think. And I mean, he had made mistakes and all kinds of stuff. It turned out he was an alcoholic and he was as drunk as a skunk most of the time. So in the end, he was struck off and he died of alcohol poisoning. So you can imagine how great it was to go and see him, whether he was boiling the heads or not. But yeah, we've had some great experiences here. There was the one I had who was an absolute idiot, who he slipped with a scalpel, was the story. So that was blood all over the place. And glasses for them to wear so they could watch movies. Oh, wow. Nope, none of that either. Nearest I've got to that, the funniest thing I saw on the TV was he had some pictures up there, Craig, and he's got a really nice camera and he likes taking photographs when he goes on holiday with the family. So as the chair's being moved up and I take the glasses off and I look at this TV opposite, there was this mule. And it was right up to the camera and it looked like it was in a field, but very, very close to the camera. And I went, what on earth? And there's this mule with this bemused look on its face. And he said, I don't know actually if it was a mule. It was some weirdy creature that looked like a mule. And he said, oh, that was when we were on holiday in such and such. I think it was somewhere out near Peru. He said, and we'd got like one of these flats in a local area. He said, and we opened the curtains. The window was open. He said, and that was what greeted us. He said, and I just grabbed my camera and took this great picture of this mule just eating grass and looking through the window at them. So, yeah, that was the nearest I got to scary. But, you know, Simon obviously tops the scary thing. Why would you have a poster of George Clooney on the ceiling? Because you're going to have guys in there, aren't you? Maybe it's to intimidate you into feeling like, you know, George Clooney is all man. So don't sit there and cry. And for the ladies, just like, well, look at that and dream. That's all I can assume. It's hardly professional, though, is it? Can you imagine going into a lawyer's office and there's a poster of George Clooney on one wall? And who would be on the other one for the guys? Who's the biggest female star at the minute? I'm terribly out of touch.
Jennifer Aniston.
That's what I'm saying. I'm terribly out of touch. She must be in her late 40s now. Who's youngish? Yeah. Like Halle Berry in that bikini when she was in James Bond.
Idea.
Who looks like that these days? Not a clue. Not a clue myself. She literally had a massive crush on George Clooney. Oh, poor Simon. If you asked about the poster, she'd talk about George the entire consultation. I only asked once. Poor Simon. Oh, now, as a child, for Mrs. Simon, there was a huge world map on the ceiling. Fascinating to look at all the countries, but a bit sorry to step out of the chair. No, I was never sorry to step out of the chair. I don't think I've ever
had a huge... Well, I didn't. But the barbers I went to when I was a kid, he had a huge map on the wall, not on the ceiling.
I don't think I've ever had a dentist who's had anything on the ceiling.
No.
I mean, obviously not that many dentists. No, I'm serious. I don't think I have. I'm not sure that's a good idea at all anyway. Shouldn't somebody be... Is it not the aim of a dentist, Kim, to make people calm without posters of George Clooney all over the place? They do say, don't they, when you're recording video, especially if you've trained in a live environment, to put like a life-size poster of somebody behind the camera and talk to that person. But it just freaks me out.
Yeah, George Clooney.
It would freak you out. Mm. You'd be like, oh, George. Oh, hang on, I'm supposed to be doing a video.
Would you really?
Well, no, I wouldn't. But what I'm saying is I couldn't do that. It's like you said, you can't read a script when you're doing that either. Mm. because you can't read a script and do the demo and move the mouse and talk into the microphone at the same time. There's not enough room. Anyway, why don't you share that you're in the market for going shopping tonight?
I don't know if I am.
Well, what's wrong with the monitor that you've got?
It doesn't work.
Oh, have you broken it?
No. I don't know what's up with it. I've got this flat screen monitor, which I've talked about a million times. And my first of all, my work laptop stopped working with it. I don't know if it's a driver issue or if it's a cable issue or if it's a monitor. So I brought it in here and I connected it to my hub. And it asked if I wanted to connect it to the Mac or my VM. And I tried both. And it came on the Windows machine and then went off. It wouldn't connect to the Surface at all last night. But the other problem I've got with the Surface is that there's only one USB port. So if I plug this hub into the USB port and I plug my USB headphones in and I plug this monitor in, then you can't actually use the headphones because it renders them useless. There must be a clash somewhere.
It's the USB thing, isn't it? Like I've said lately, USB is just shocking.
This is on Windows.
Considering how good it was on the Mac, though, originally. Like I had 20-odd drives on the Mac and it was absolutely fine. You put more than one on now and it has a fit.
So like you say, it's probably worth taking that one in there instead.
I'd get a proper monitor because, I mean, let's be honest. It's not that you're only going to need it for a week, is it?
Yeah.
You're going to be here for till at least Christmas next year, I reckon. Oh, didn't they say that there was progress on the vaccine?
I've no idea.
But they couldn't guarantee to make an impact, any kind of impact, until July next year. That's what they said anyway. So we'll have to see how that goes. But yeah, I'd get a proper monitor and just take the pressure off the USB bus, because it cannot cope at the moment.
Because I have got, I think, I'll have to check, a USB to VGA connector.
USB to VGA?
Yeah, because that's got a VGA on the end, doesn't it?
What were you wafting at?
Or is it an HDMI?
It's got HDMI, it's got...
Mind you, I've got VGA. That other thing, yeah. Use that, and it takes the pressure off the USB.
I would definitely keep the USB out of the way. Yeah. But whether does that end fit your Surface?
Yeah, that's what it was bought for.
Oh well, in that case, but I would go for HDMI if you can.
Yeah,
I've got a drawer full of HDMI cables. Don't bother buying those, because every time I get a device, this is HDMI cable. No TV. Shove it in the bottom drawer. So I've got all the HDMI cables in all the colours, in all the sizes. I even got, if you remember, when we were installing some HDMI stuff, the cables from Scan that had a 90-degree angle on them. So I've got plenty of HDMI cables. We'll report back on how we go with that.
Shall I go start dinner?
Why not? No. I will wrap up.
It's good night from me.
Terrible news about the confirmations. You can get COVID twice and there's no immunity. Oh, I wonder if anyone have told Liverpool that. Immunity is only limited. There are some. I think they said about 4 to 8 weeks. But maybe that's what long COVID is. Maybe you think, you know, okay, I've had it. And you then test negative, but it's still there. I don't know. But we've got actual clinics here now that are running every week at local hospitals for people with long COVID. I can't see myself the logic of taking somebody from a home environment into a hospital environment to treat them for long COVID. They're not keeping them in. In fact, they've not said what treatment they're doing. So from what I can see, it's just they take blood and then they run blood tests. I don't think it's that they're treating you at all. It's more of you're a guinea pig for them. Not good. Not good. Varies from patient to patient. It's amazing how Boris ended up so bad and yet Trump is fighting fit. Well, according to Trump, he is. it's got to affect different people different ways. Could it just be underlying health issues? It's a weird disease, isn't it? It's weird. Hello, Tracy. What have I bought on Amazon Prime Day? Yesterday, I bought two hard drives, two SSDs, two terabytes. So that the logic is I'm going to replace the main drive on an iMac with this 2 terabyte, which is about 9 times bigger than the drive it's got. But to do that, I'll have to install Catalina on it. But good news is they were due on Friday and they arrived today. I think they just didn't want to make any promises. Now, is she here? No, she's not. The other thing that I got on Amazon Prime Day, we have some treats here, dog treats. I think they're Pedigree and they are lamb, chicken or beef. And they're a bit like chewy, sticky things. And you know what Lola's like for chewy, sticky things. So I looked at the price of these things and they were £2.80 a packet. And there were 7 in the packet. So it was a box of treats. So £2.80 at Tesco's meant £19.60 for a box of these things. But yesterday, £7. So with £12.60 off, I treated her to the maximum that I could buy, which was 4. So she's got 28, is it 28? Yes, she's got 28 packets of treats on the way on my account and 28 packets of treats on the way on Mike's account. But don't tell her because she doesn't know. That's a treat for when they arrive. I think they're due on Saturday. Trump had different drugs and less underlying factors. Whatever he had, he seemed to get over it incredibly quickly. He looked a little bit tired and as if he was having breathing problems when he did that big speech thing. But he's come out the other side, hasn't he? And he looks amazingly well. Maybe it was underlying, no underlying conditions. She's a lucky girl, isn't she, Kim? She is, but she's worth it. She's much better this week than last week. So we're just celebrating the fact that she's so much better. No bleach drinks or lighting tubes of peace. Well, Simon, we've not heard. So who knows? Maybe he was right all along and it worked. That might be a situation where the cure was worse than the disease. We'll have to find out. But at least he's fighting fit and well. Not long till your election now, is it? Will you be glad when it's all over? Well, will that depend on the result? Because I know when they said we were having an election in December, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. December. And I was just glad when it was all over. But then the Brexit thing started again. And now we've got more Brexiting going on. Now they're arguing over fish. I know you couldn't make it up. It's to do with the fact that when the UK was in the EU, which we are no longer, that the French fishermen had the rights to fish in the UK waters. And this is now in debate. But the UK fisheries want to fish in UK waters and not have the French fish in UK waters, which is fine. But when the English have caught the fish, the market for the fish is France and they won't buy. So we could have a fish mountain before we know it. We'll see how that goes. Obviously, at the moment, COVID taking precedence over that. But in answer to Tracy's other question, so anything else, I'm looking at a monitor for Mike. He's got this monitor not working, so we'll have a look at that. And what else was I looking at? Oh, there's this hard drive. I couldn't recommend it for actually working with because it's quite slow, but it's 14 terabytes of storage. And I'm quite interested to have that as a backup because it would only need one plug, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll have to see how that goes. 14 terabytes. I might go for it. There you go. I might go for it. It's not in stock for quite a while, though. It's not in stock for 2 weeks. It was yesterday. Obviously, people are buying it like crazy. I'll probably go for that drive. I don't know. But other than that, I'll let you know tomorrow. You'll be super glad when it's over, but don't really want to see the aftermath. I think whoever wins it, it'll probably be a bloodbath, won't it? Because, you know, if Trump gets in again, it's going to be, I told you so. And if Biden gets in, I can't imagine what Trump would then do. being like an ex-president. So I agree with you. You think to yourself, we'll just get to the election and then it'll all calm down. And it just doesn't seem to be calming down, irrespective of anything else that's going on. It's like over here, the COVID thing has turned into a political football now. They're not necessarily, well, they're not following the science. And it's like they're playing chicken with it. We'll let you put us into lockdown, into level three lockdown, but we want you to pay, I think it was 60 million. And they don't want to pay that much. And now it's political argument. It's nothing to do with what's best for people's health. And all they'll say is, in relation to health, we don't want to overwhelm the NHS. Which is fine. You'd think that was a good thing. But not overwhelming the NHS doesn't mean that nobody's got it. It doesn't mean the figures are going down. It just means that you're flattening the curve. And the NHS are like, you know, 60% busy all the time. People are dying. And they're not taking any notice of that. The death rate today, I think, was double yesterday. And the scientists have said it will carry on like that for weeks unless something's done. And they're not doing anything. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Right. Ooh, Tracy had ready break this morning. I used to like ready break when I was a kid. But obviously, I think it's got wheat flour in it now. So can't do much with that. Mrs. Simon will sort you out some, Simon. There you go. Get a NAS. I know I could, Paul, but I keep things simple. Plug it in, unplug it, dealt with. And I do have a lot of files that I don't actually need access to. They're like, they're not even backup files, that they're extra files that are created when I make stuff. So automatically, as I'm recording, instead of having one recording, any microphone that's attached, there's a minimum of two recordings from, and sometimes three. So if I have three microphones attached, you're looking at a minimum of six recordings, but potentially eight if two of them have an extra one. And I don't get rid of the extras, which are the backups, until I've actually finished editing the primary thing, if you're with me. So there's a lot of files that get shuffled around for quite a time. We'll see how it goes. Oh, Kim expects more riots. Oh, crying out loud. It's, you know, we don't have that vision of you living like that. And yet from when we hear you, that's going on all the time and we're not hearing much about it. It's heartbreaking. A fresh box of all bran. Oh, yes, but Simon would so appreciate it, Mrs. Simon. Large part of Brexit was about getting rid of all the NHS and all the funding from Arron Banks. It was about getting into a position to transition to medical insurance. I think with this, they may have got away with that, but for this COVID thing. And that would have to be put on the back burner now. For how long? I don't know. But the way he's going, he'll be out. No wheat flour in ready brack. Oh, I might have to go and have a look at that then. I think what my mum used to do, she was lethal with it. She put sugar in it because I had the opposite of diabetes where you should keep a low amount of sugar. I had the opposite where you're supposed to have lots of sugar. And I can certainly tell if I don't have enough sugar that I'm dizzy. Right, what's in it? That does look okay, doesn't it? Oh, might have to put that in for the weekend. I'll have a look then. We have porridge. Mike makes porridge. There was a time when I made porridge, but it didn't end well. I'll tell you that story one day. So I'm not really allowed near the porridge. Gee, it's amazing if you put the porridge in the microwave, how quickly it explodes, isn't it? Just to give you a taste of what happened. That was only one, though. That was only one. Yeah, my mum used to give me that because there was an advert. You probably remember it, Tracy. Do you remember the advert for Ready Breck where the kids at the Ready Breck and then they put their coats on and as they went outside, they had like a green glow around them. And the idea was it kept you warm from the inside out. Tesco's own's just as good. I'll have a look at it because at least now with allergy stuff, they do actually put it on the packet and you can see it on the website. So I will definitely have a look at that. Was it a red glow? I remember the glow. I couldn't vouch for the colour. I remember it. Oh, the Jolly Green Giant. Ah. Oh, no, you couldn't get me eating that stuff. Wasn't that, was it baby corn? Not baby corn, corn. Corn on the cob. No, that looked like yellow peas to me. So I wasn't overly keen on that. I remember the ad. I remember the ad. And do you remember the one for the fish fingers? And wasn't there, was it? I can't remember the brand. It was like a fisherman in a blue, like, captain's outfit. I remember that, but I can't remember what the food was. Oh, you guys will remember. Oh, is the ad on YouTube? I'll have to go and have a look. I've not seen it in years. Captain Birdseye, that was the fella. It must have been fish fingers, wasn't it? Mum wasn't a fan of fish fingers. She used to get this fish. It was similar, only bigger. So instead of having like two or three fish fingers, it was like a decent piece of cod. And she would say that this is better than fish fingers because she didn't like fish fingers. But she was right in a way. It was proper, a proper piece of cod rather than like the scraps that they would put into fish fingers. But there you go. Ah, you're right. It was like an orange glow, wasn't it? Oh, that's very trendy, that one. That's like a breakdancing kid. It must have been earlier, the one I saw. If that was 84. Yeah, I mean, he's breakdancing, isn't he? Whoa. No, this was like a little kid. That looks like Manchester. I don't know where that was filmed, but that gas thing looks very much like Salford. It's definitely a northern town, isn't it? It's industrial. Oh, how fabulous. Get up and glow. That was the tagline. Genius. Love it. Absolutely brilliant. Captain Birdseye's a woman now. When did this happen? I did not know he was gender fluid. Mind you, I never see an advert, do I? So there you go. Well, we will all meet up again tomorrow. Oh, you've got another advert. Right, the 82 one. That's probably the one, if not a 70s one. I will get that and I will have a look at it. But I can hear Mike. He's making noises in the kitchen, which either means he's going off on one or he's cooking. And seeing as though he went to cook, I've got to be there to eat it. So we will all meet again tomorrow when it will be the eve of Two Show Friday, which I thought it was today because I'd forgotten it was Wednesday. You ever had one of those weeks? Yeah, that. But for the moment, it's good night from me and I will say good night on behalf of Mike. We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.